Hi there. So, we're feeling a bit alone. That is human nature. Oh, come and have a cuddle. It's hard when you just really want to, you know, be in company and that. I mean, you're supposed to be never more than 6 feet away from a rat, but can't really say that's company. Not really what most people want. I mean, the world is so much smaller, really, in so many ways, you know. You can get right over the blinking other side of the world within 24 hours. You can get on a train and be somewhere 70, 80 miles away within an hour. You can get on a bus, be in company. You can go to all sorts of places, but the loneliness is, it's not, you know, whether you're near people or in a crowd or even cheek by jowl stuffed into a, you know, bus or a underground. I mean, there's no escaping the smell of people, I'll put it that way. I was on a busy bus earlier today and yes, it's not all it's cracked up to be when you're that close to people. Luckily I only had, you know, well, not me personally, but the others that I ended up smelling had beer breath and cigarettes. I think they'd all come out the pub after the rugby. Anyway, I digress. I mean, the only way to stop feeling lonely is to chat to someone. Feel like you're part of the conversation, to feel like they're with you, understanding you. Oh God, I think we all crave that, don't we? Someone that understands us, someone that agrees with us, wants to do some of the same things with us. But in reality, it's quite long gaps in between those lovely times. But there's things you can do to cheer yourself up. Distraction is what I use. And I spend a lot of time fantasizing, as you probably gathered. If I can't have the real thing, I just pretend that it's there in my pillow or standing next to me while I'm peeling potatoes. You know, I'm cleaning. There's somebody behind me cracking a joke. Probably at my expense, but I shouldn't really imagine people when I'm bending over. That's probably not the best time to imagine a man behind you. Although, actually, no, I'm digressing again. Yes, a whole different scenario just popped in my head then, but I think I'd rather be over a desk at that point than leaning over a loo. Anyway, you've done some really lovely recordings, you know, that made other people feel great. You should have a look through some of the back catalogue of things that are on that PTA and... God, there's loads of lovely, wonderful distractions on there. I hope you feel better soon. If I was there, I'd probably dig you in the ribs or something. But if I was there, I'd probably try and seduce you, actually. Tonight I'm going to sit and watch the Gogglebox that I recorded yesterday, because that makes me laugh hilariously. And you should sit and watch it and have a laugh as well and pretend you're sitting next to me on the city. Just pretend, my dear, and soon enough you'll feel better. You deserve it, to feel better. Don't go overthinking it all. It's a waste of brain power. I mean, for God's sake, you know how many women really, you know, fancied you. Still fancy you. Go on, record us something sexy. Something you'd like to have done to yourself. Oh, that could take hours, you know, if it's done properly. Oh, yeah, hours. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Being naughty as usual. Greggy. You're not alone. Not if you ask for help. Contact people. You know. You got more friends than you probably think. Well, I'm going down to make my tea, because I'm all behind. And we're supposed to be losing an hour, aren't we, for spring or something? Oh, for goodness sake. Oh, well. Come and sit by me on the settee. I might let you share my chips. You know.